Community policing involves assigning specific officers to serve specific neighborhoods, engage residents, and cultivate a community-based effort to stop crime. It was a full house at Milne Hall on New Albany's downtown campus, the event jointly presented by City Police and the Albany Community Policing Advisory Committee. Assistant Albany Police Chief Brendan Cox opened the evening gathering by detailing the history of local community policing, explaining the framework and logistics of City Police Department operations.
So the point of these meetings is really to be able to have a give and take between the community, the Albany Community Police Advisory Committee, and the department.
Albany is the only city in New York State with a community policing program in place. Cox contends it's not a program, it's a philosophy.
We actually make people know each other. So the officer and the citizen have first name knowledge of each other. Because when you know somebody, it's much harder, whichever side you're on, to disrespect that person when you know them.
The night of engagement was punctuated with love, hate, comments, and questions. The audience, a mix of activists, students, elected officials, and ordinary citizens, bantered back and forth with Cox. Winnell Jones is a member of the Community Coalition for Safe Engagement, formed after the Trayvon Martin George Zimmerman verdict.
I think their hearts are in the right place. I definitely think that Chief Cox and Chief Cox are stellar leaders in the community. However, we need to do more with the officers that are walking the community.
Many attendees complained they had yet to meet their neighborhood officers. All seemed to agree that the rapport between police and citizens in Albany is better than it has ever been. Accolades counterbalanced criticisms. Councilwoman Leah Golby joined residents in calling for traffic safety. Alice Green touted her recent Center for Law and Justice report, which assessed Chief Steve Krokoff's leadership role in bringing community policing to the city.
We found it to be very positive that Albany is now really moving in the direction of real community policing, and we think that's wonderful. However, we did talk to people who are on the street, people who are most affected by contact with police officers, and many of them tell us that they haven't seen a community policing effort in their particular communities. They still report being treated differently by police officers. So there is still a problem that we need to recognize.
Cox assured Green her report has been read and is being acted on by the department. Dorsey Appleers, running for Albany Common Council, offered this critique of the evening.
Given the fact that I've attended some of these meetings in the past, I will say that this was one of the more well-attended meetings, which someone pointed out. But in terms of some of the dialogue that was had, I remember sitting back here and thinking this is a part of the process, and the fact that as a community we have a process to talk about some of the issues that impact us, in particular as it relates to policing in the city, I was really thankful that this process exists, and then two, thankful that people actually came out to be a part of the process.
First Ward Councilman Dom Calcellaro chimed in.
3 years ago, I don't think we would have 20 people at a meeting like this, and now we have between 100 people tonight. It has made big strides in the last 3 years, and I think it's only going to keep getting better.
When the forum concluded, Assistant Chief Cox proclaimed it a success.
This is a beautiful thing to have that many people in this room talking to us. That's a win. That's something we didn't always have.
When you go back and write your report about the community forum, what are you going to say? What have you learned from it? Is there anything that sticks out in your mind?
Sure, respect. People want to have that mutual respect between the police department and the community. And that's something we need to work on. And it's something we all need to work on together. But that's the number one thing. The number one thing I heard tonight was respect. Certainly there were quality of life issues, traffic issues. Those are all fixable in other ways. It's the respect issue that we need to stop. We have a perception that officers are disrespectful and the community is disrespectful. So we need to break down those perceptions and work together.
Cox added that more than 1,100 people representing an ethnically diverse cross-section of the community have signed up for the November police exam, but admitted there are a limited number of new positions opening up on the 342-member force. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.